That takes us to the last agenda item, other small stocks, as far as I remember. That was correct, yes. Please, Scientific Committee Chair.
Thank you, Chair. My next summary includes three species and several stocks, and it's therefore a bit lengthy. But, Mr. Chair, I refer you to the bottom of the right-hand column of page 41, where we first review new information on small stocks of bowhead whales. We were pleased to receive considerable new information from our Greenlandic and Canadian colleagues, particularly with respect to stock structure and abundance in the Eastern Canadian Arctic and the West Greenland. With respect to stock structure, as you can see on the left-hand side of page 42, we agreed that several lines of evidence were pointing towards one stock, but that the genetic data could still be interpreted to indicate two stocks. We would welcome a synthesis of the available data and consolidated analysis at next year's meeting to help us understand or to help us determine the relative plausibility of one and two stock hypothesis. We were also pleased to receive the results of aerial surveys carried out in the Eastern Canadian Arctic. As you can see at the top of the right-hand column on page 42. However, some concerns remain to be addressed before we can accept these estimates. Mr. Chair, information was also provided about 20 sightings of bowheads off Svalbard in April of this year, and seven biopsy samples were obtained. Mr. Chair, the next species we considered was the North Atlantic right whales. That's item 10.5.2. And this is one of the most endangered species of large whales about which we have been. Sorry, about which we have expressed concerns on many occasions. This year, we were informed on a genetic analysis from bone samples, and this demonstrated that historical whaling markedly reduced the genetic variation in mitochondrial DNA. Mr. Chair, we then turn our attention to information on Southern Hemisphere right whales, and you can find this at the bottom of page 42, item 10.5.3. We were pleased to note the positive information from Western Australia, where the number of co-calf pairs in 2005 was the highest number recorded since surveys started. The rate of increase in the period 1993 to 2005 was 7.53%. We were similarly pleased that the number of co-calf pairs recorded off South Africa in 2005 was the highest field count in 27 years of surveys. The committee repeats its recommendation that these long-term monitoring programs should continue. We also received reports on right whale sightings and biopsy samplings during JAPA and IWC SOAR cruises in 2005-2006. Mr. Chair, under other small stocks of right whales, we were informed Under other small stocks of right whales, we were informed that two individuals were sighted in the Western North Pacific during a JAPA 2 survey in 2005, and that biopsy samples and photo ID were collected from both individuals. Mr. Chair, the final population considered under this item was the Western North Pacific gray whale, and this is one of the most endangered populations of baleen whales. Our deliberations begin towards the middle of the left-hand side of page 43. And we were very pleased that there is now a freely available photo ID catalogue from the work of the joint Russia-US program. We reiterated our agreement from last year that scientists working as part of oil companies' research programs should compare their photos with this catalogue, and that potential new whales are reviewed by a group of experts before being added to the catalogue. Mr. Chair, we received conflicting advice on whether there had been any impact on grey whales due to construction and other activities related to the oil and gas industry off Sakhalin Island in 2005. We strongly request that sufficient documentation is provided to allow us to evaluate the evidence next year. Mr. Chair, while we welcomed summaries of several studies conducted under the Russian program in 2005, we requested that full papers of these and new studies be submitted next year. We were also pleased to receive an updated population assessment based on photo ID data from the Russia-US program. And the estimated abundance is now 122 animals, with a confidence limit ranging from 113 to 131, and a rate of increase of 3% over the 1994 to 2005 period. Mr. Chair, this is more optimistic than the previous assessment, and this is mainly due to shorter calving intervals observed in recent years. This implies a higher reproductive rate. However, we note that if whales continue to be entangled in nets at the 2005 level, then the population is predicted to decline, and with a substantial risk of extinction by 2030. We also received a report of the entanglement of a cow and a calf in a set net off the coast of Japan in July 2005. And the Japanese Fisheries Agency has initiated actions to eliminate further anthropogenic mortality. And given the critical position of this population, we stress the urgency of reducing anthropogenic mortality in this population to zero. To this end, we have made a number of recommendations, and you can find these on the left-hand side of page 44. These recommendations included: 1, means to avoid anthropogenic mortality should be explored and information of steps taken be reported to the scientific committee. 2, every effort be made to ascertain whether the three whales that died in 2005 were previously identified whales from the Sakhalin feeding ground, and that arrangement be made for samples and photos to be sent to archives of the joint Russia-US program. And 3, Mr. Chair, given the risk of entanglement and the lack of information on migration routes, we recommend a satellite tagging program be initiated on the feeding grounds near Sakhalin. But given the concern for this population, we strongly recommend the work be carried out using experienced investigators and proven techniques, and tags should only be applied to known males. Further, the committee agrees that the general issue of telemetry and potential effects on whales should be considered next year, and the need for a special workshop also be considered. Finally, the committee recommends that the Commission request China to submit any information it might hold on the past and present occurrence of grey whales in its water, where the breeding grounds are suspected to occur. This, Mr. Chair, concludes my presentation of other small stocks of bowhead right and grey whales under your agenda item 5.5. Thank you.